So we're continuing the entertainment segments now with the Audible audiobook preview, and I gave you a little bit of a taster last week of this fabulous new audiobook called Remember When, My Life with Alzheimer's by Fiona Phillips, and narrated by Julie Macy and Martin Frizzell, and a little bit of Fiona Phillips on there as well. It's our Audible book preview, which is an Amazon company. It's the premium audiobook service. It has more choice and exciting titles than any other provider. It's got everything you can possibly wish for, from drama, crime, comedy, action, sci-fi, musical, fantasy, theatre productions, self-help books, biographies, and many, many more. They also have loads of offers and membership benefits. You can get like a book of the day for $2.99 and things like that. And we are honoured to have this wonderful book featured, and we're going to play you a sample of it as well. And it was released at the end of July. It's in English, it's unabridged, it's 8 hours and 56 minutes in total. It's published by Macmillan. It's in the category biographies and memoirs, and much loved broadcaster Fiona Phillips was 61 when she discovered that she had early onset Alzheimer's disease. She'd cared for her parents, who had both suffered from the disease, and now she was facing the same heartbreaking diagnosis, under no illusions about what it would mean for her and her family. With courage and determination, Fiona set out to chronicle what was happening to her in the hope that her book would help others. From the tiny first warning signs, the inability to concentrate, and the brain fog that she wrote off as the menopause, to the gradual loss of her memories and her growing confusion, she reveals how the disease progresses and how she copes. She also shares her experiences with the NHS and the systems that may seem hard for patients and their families to navigate. So now let's listen to a wonderful sample of this great heart-affirming book from Audible called Remember When, My Life with Alzheimer's by Fiona Phillips.
This is Audible.
Remember When by Fiona Phillips, read by Julie Macy and Martin Frizzell. To Martin, Nat and Mackenzie, the men I love. I don't dedicate to you the story of loss that this book tells. Instead, I dedicate the good times and laughter we have shared. Treasure those memories for me. Foreword. Fiona. Autumn 2023. In front of me, on the glossy white kitchen table of our family home, lies a huge pile of old magazine and newspaper cuttings. They are interviews with me over the past 40 years of my life as a television presenter and journalist. There's a picture of me in a very 90s red power suit with my GMTV breakfast show co-host Eamon Holmes's arm draped around me. Who thought that was a good pose? And there are some hilarious snaps of me, all hot and sweaty, when I appeared with Brendan Cole as my partner, for a few weeks at least, on the BBC's Strictly Come Dancing. Then there are the neatly snipped out and filed pages of the Daily Mirror, where my weekly opinion column appeared each Saturday. On the whitewash shelf along the kitchen wall, between a spider plant and a pomegranate-scented candle, are framed pictures of my family. There's me and my husband, Martin, smiling outside a film premiere, and another of the pair of us with our gorgeous boys, Nathaniel and Mackenzie, when they were little, on the beach in Dorset, where we used to go on holiday. I look up through the kitchen windows, out to the shady patch of grass surrounding our South London home, where the boys used to play football hour after hour after hour, until every last blade of green had been trampled to mud. Everywhere I look, there are memories. I know they are there. They must be there. That's what a home is, a house built from memories. And yet so many of them feel out of my reach now. It's like I'd stretch out to touch them, to recall the photo shoots I see in the magazines, or the moment we took that photograph on the beach by the windbreaks in Dorset. But then, just as I'm about to grasp it, the memory skips away from me, and I can't catch up with it. Like trying to chase a £5 note that's fallen out of your purse on a gusty day. Each time I think I've caught it, it whips away again, and then I'm left frustrated and confused. Or imagine having a nightmare where it's pitch black and you are desperately searching for someone you love in a house you've never visited before. I feel like I'm wandering from room to room in that house, looking for the person. Then when I finally think I've found the right room, I start scrabbling in my handbag for the door key. There's so much stuff in my bag that it takes me ages to lay my hand on the key, but eventually I can feel it, pull it out, and try to fit it in the lock. I push it in one way and then another. Finally, it clicks in place and I turn it. I gently push the door open, but then, in that very moment, I sense the person I love has disappeared again. They're gone. The memory has gone. And I'm all alone. And that's how it is for me now, living with Alzheimer's. That's what they, whoever they are, call it, living with Alzheimer's. Not that there's any choice. It's not like living with ugly curtains or living with noisy neighbours. You can rip down curtains or move away from a rowdy house next door, but I'm not able to escape Alzheimer's. It's staying right here with me. I'd just turned 60 when I was diagnosed with the disease in early 2022, although it was probably stalking me long before that. I feel now like Alzheimer's have been coming my way secretly, stealthily creeping into my brain for years. Who knows? Maybe it was within me somewhere since the day I was born, just waiting for the moment to explode in all its awfulness. There are few families anywhere in this country who haven't been impacted by this terrible illness in some way, be they parents, partners, or children. Certainly my family has had more than its fair share of it. Alzheimer's has been in my life for almost as long as I can remember. That really isn't meant to be a joke. So maybe instead I should just say it's always been there. My grandma, mum, dad, my uncle Barry, they were all taken by it. It's like a curse that keeps coming back to claim us. For those of you fortunate enough not to have been touched by this disease, let me give you a brief explanation. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, and it affects people's ability to remember things, their behaviour, and their ability to think. Generally, it starts with feeling a bit confused, and then little by little, day by day, it becomes harder and harder to remember things. Or to function in a normal way. It's caused by a build-up of plaque, like you get on your teeth if you don't brush them, around cells in the brain. After a while, the brain cells are destroyed or die, and then, well, you can imagine what happens then. But if you're thinking, hang on, this is an old person's disease, well, you're quite right. There's about 1 million people in the UK with dementia at the moment, according to research by the Alzheimer's Society. Just 70,000 of them are under 65 and are described as having early onset dementia. So I'm part of a pretty exclusive set, although it's a set I'd have done anything to avoid. In this book, I hope to explain how month by month, Alzheimer's has changed my life. I say that I hope because as I begin now, I cannot be certain whether I will be able to finish the book myself or whether the confusion that seems to be growing thicker all the time will block me before I can tell you all that I want to say. And there's so much I want to say about all the wonderful times I've had, my kind, brave sons, the tremendous fun I had on TV, about meeting Martin, the man I love, the love of my life, and all he has done for me over the past couple of years. I hope this book can show people a little about what it's like to live with Alzheimer's, how frightening and confusing it is, but also how much of life can still bring joy and a feeling of being valued. I used to hear so many people say, well, if I get Alzheimer's, take me in the corner and shoot me. But I don't want to be shot. I want to go for dinner with my husband to a quiet restaurant or walk through the park when the autumn leaves are coming down from the trees. I want to watch Chelsea beat Arsenal 3-0 at home. I want our son Nat to come home on leave from the army and give me one of his bear-like hugs. I want our youngest son, Mackenzie, to bring me a cup of tea and a biscuit when we sit watching TV together. I want to be me. I'm not going to be sugarcoating anything in this book. This is a shit situation that I'm in, and I've just got to deal with it. Apologies if my language isn't very breakfast TV, but my life isn't very breakfast TV these days either. And it happens to so many people. So many families are having to cope with the fear and confusion that comes when the illness sweeps in, changing everything. Which is why, more than anything, I want this book to encourage everyone to treasure the memories they have, as well as the ones they are yet to make, because you never know when these may be taken away from you. Memory is such a huge part of what defines us as people. And when it starts to ebb away, much of what we are goes with it. Above all, I want to plead, demand, beg that the work and funding into research that will prevent others from being hit by this disease continues. It's good to know how much progress is going on scientifically that might slow or even one day stop altogether the progress of Alzheimer's for future sufferers. But I'll be honest, it bloody hurts too, knowing most likely that it will be too late for me. Here, I also need to be honest about the extent of my illness for those of you reading this book. You might be thinking, well, she can't be that bad if she's sitting down and typing a 300 or so page book. The reality is, I couldn't be writing this at all without my husband Martin and my closest friends, who are nudging me to remember moments of my life that I have forgotten. And they are helping me articulate more clearly the thoughts I once had that are now harder for me to reach. I used to be able to talk to anyone about anything, a skill inherited from my mum. And then I made a career out of chatting to people on television. Nowadays, I can find talking about my life agonisingly difficult. Sometimes I get halfway through a sentence and I can't remember where I was heading with it or the word I was looking for. It feels awful. A lot of people these days have ghostwriters to help shape their memories and thoughts into a story that makes sense. Usually it's all a big secret, and the readers are led to believe that some great Love Island star or teen pop sensation has just knocked out 90,000 words in their spare time. I could have done the same, but that wouldn't have been honest. So I want you to know that a ghostwriter, Alison Phillips, is helping me put together the memories I do have for this story. Alison and I have known each other for more than 20 years, since I started writing a weekly column at the Mirror, where she worked. In the old days, we would enjoy long, gossipy lunches together, and more recently, we've been going for walks around Clapham Common as I try to make sense of this illness. I know if there comes a point where I can't continue with this book, she will work with Martin to make sure it tells my story honestly, the way it has to be told. Events from years ago are easier for me. Maybe that's because they've been lodged in my head for longer, and so they're stuck there more firmly. It's the recent stuff that seems to shift around my mind, refusing to stay still. Alzheimer's disease gets progressively worse, so I have to be aware that as I write this story, over the next year or so, my memory will probably deteriorate. I've given everyone strict instructions that no matter how.
So that was a sample of the fabulous My Life with Alzheimer's by Fiona Phillips, and it was narrated by Julie Macy. And that was released at the end of July, and it's available from audible.co.uk, along with thousands and thousands of other titles. To become a member of Audible and receive a whole host of offers and benefits, you can pay in a variety of ways, and you can also find out more information. Either you, a friend or family member, can go to the website at audible.co.uk, or you can call the customer support number, which is a free phone number. It's 0800 496 2455. It's open every day of the week from 7 in the morning till 11 at night, and it's the same telephone number if you have any issues with joining or the website. If you'd like to request a new audio book to hear about, it can be anything at all available on Audible, then you can text me or call me on 07500 870 689 and I will sort that out for you. And we will have another audiobook preview for you when we're back late in August.